She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Anyway, election year, lots and lots of commercials about promises from politicians. Anyway, the thing I wanted to put out, though, is one fact about Kaka'ako. I try to bring it out to the news media. Nobody wants to cover it. I was appointed to the HCDA, Hawaii Community Development, by Governor Ariyoshi back then. And we basically made the rules and regulations for Kaka'ako. Well, we did soil testing, and the one test that we never forgot is a corner of Kapi'olani and Ward. Those four corners. Underneath lies a huge lava tube. The ground is not solid. Several people back then tried to build and drove piles into the ground, and the piles would disappear. It would go halfway and just go all the way through. So they couldn't build high-rises. HCDA is the office that gives out the permits. Well, from what I'm hearing is Governor Abercrombie instructed the head of HCDA to give out the permits to build those high-rises. So take notice, folks. They're not driving piles. You know, that's the first time you're going to see them not using pile driving to build a high-rise. Now, if you're driving down Kapi'olani Boulevard towards Waikiki, approaching Ward Avenue, take a look at that new building on the corner of Kapi'olani and Ward. The building, look at it with the alignment of the next building behind it, next to it on the Waikiki side. When I looked at it, I thought I was imagining that that building is tilted towards the Mauka side. I'm sure they didn't build it that way. But go check it out. Only when you're passing there. I don't recommend driving around in Kaka'ako if you don't have to. Very dangerous. Okay. If you have a chrome bumper on a classic car, or whatever car, chrome wheels, whatever, and you want to see if it has rust starting, get a strong flashlight and shine it at the chrome. It'll show the tiny, tiny specks of rust, if there is any. Okay? That's one way of checking before you buy a classic car that's very expensive. Those of you on the mainland, you have E85. You have access to E85 ethanol. I highly recommend using 3 to 6 gallons to a tank. Put in the ethanol first, the E85. Start with 3 gallons, then top it off with Shell Premium. Shell is a better gas. Then go and check your mileage. if there's no check engine light coming on, go a little more the next time. Go 4, then 5, and 6. You're going to find that your gas mileage will improve tremendously. Go try it out. It will not damage your car. Don't worry about it. Okay? I recommend using silicones on all rubber and plastic under the hood and the car. Silicone spray. Spray silicone on all rubber and plastic. Silicone is a rubber and plastic preserver. And it will preserve the rubber and plastic on your car indefinitely. The test is, that we've been doing, the Shell gas is your best gas. Shell Premium, the V-Power, is the one we're talking about. It's cleaner and does not have that black gum buildup. The Shell V-Power is not in all grades of gasoline, only in the Premium. So I recommend buying the Shell Premium gas and watch your mileage jump. Last week we had the guy Rich from K&N Air Filters. And if you don't have a K&N air filter yet, I would highly recommend you get one because it does give you better gas mileage. It does save you money down the road because that's the last air filter you're going to buy. You know, and somebody emailed me as contradicting what I said about the K&N air filter. Now, you know, folks, one thing you got to understand. If I never tested it and I don't know, I will not tell you. Everything I tell you about, I have tested over and over millions of times. And it is good. If it's not good, I will not tell you about it. But the K&N air filter is good. The Royal Purple HPS oil is good. There's two types of Royal Purple. They got the regular Royal Purple, and they got the Royal Purple with the HPS. That's the one I recommend. Okay? The other thing is on these pedestrians lately getting run over. You know, you've heard me say over and over about the law. When you make a law that says pedestrians have the right of way in a marked crosswalk, okay, not jaywalking, in a marked crosswalk, when you make a law where they have the right of way, it's common sense, folks. The people have this thinking, oh, I have the right of way. The car's got to stop so I can walk out on the crosswalk anytime I want. That's wrong. Look at, for example, the law of the ocean. Those of you that have boats, the law of the ocean is the bigger ship has the right of way, not the little ones. The reason for that is common sense. The little ones can maneuver around the big one. The big one cannot maneuver around the small ones. The same with pedestrians. Pedestrians can see the car, but there are so many blind spots on the car, the driver cannot see the pedestrian. Okay? And a lot of the pedestrians wear black clothing at night, so the driver can't see him. And it's common sense, the driver is not intentionally trying to run the people over. Because number one, he damages his car. And number two, there's no driver that wants to kill somebody. Okay? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. With people out there trying to run over people purposely? I don't think so. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Okay? And yeah, I know a lot of people drive with no headlights. So, if they don't have headlights on, the pedestrian cannot see them coming and will step out in front of the car. Okay? So, there's so many factors. But if you made it where the car had the right of way, then I believe you would have less people run over. Because what's the saying? You want to be dead right? And there's a lot of people that walk at an angle and go out of the crosswalk. When you walk out of the crosswalk, then you're not in a crosswalk, right? The car doesn't have to heed to you. But they don't hit you. And they always say, person got killed in a marked crosswalk. Person got killed in a marked crosswalk. They never say the person was out of the crosswalk. How do they know the person was in the crosswalk and not out of the crosswalk? That's my question. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? Anyway. Shell V-Power. That's a good guess. I just did some testing today. And Dean, our fuel testing guy, he's been busy lately. So I did some testing today. And 35% ethanol into the Shell V-Power brings it up to 90. From 86, it goes up to 90. Okay, so. And I also tested burning the Shell gas, the V-Power gas. Just the gas, no ethanol in it. And it burns clean. I mean, not spotless like ethanol, but it doesn't have that black gook on the side of the plate. Whereas the rest of the gas, the other brands, it burns super black. And there's a thick, thick black film in the pipe plate. So, what the commercial says about Shell gas burning clean, it is. It is clean burning. The V-Power, we're not talking about the cheapy regular and the other stuff. Just the V-Power. Okay? So, anyway. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Earlier this afternoon, I was talking to that famous health guy, David Snow. And we were talking about cars and how the new cars have all this electronics and it drives you crazy. You gotta be a computer whiz to drive the car. I like the old-fashioned cars. You know? No electronics. No humbug. Like the cars today, the new cars. I don't really like it. And we talked about it, and I told David that the reason more so on the electronics is because electronics don't last long, and when it breaks, you gotta buy a new one. Like televisions don't last like the old days. You people who had televisions from way back, dinosaur days, the televisions never broke, and if it did, it was cheap to fix. But today, with the new technology and new televisions, they don't last long. 2 years max, it's gone, you buy a new one. Same with the car. The car's transmissions used to be able to be rebuilt. A lot of them today, you have to replace them. And it costs a lot of money. Like the hybrid. The battery is only good for 100,000 miles. Or less. And it costs an arm and a leg to go replace it. So, the money that you think you're saving on gas, you're going to spend it all on the battery. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Ren from Honolulu.
Hi, Ren.
Hi. I agree with you on the pedestrian. And I've had several instances where pedestrians cross in a crosswalk. They don't even look. No eye contact with the driver. They don't know what could hit them.
So, I know. I see that all the time.
Yeah. Pedestrians got to take some responsibility. Excuse me.
Yeah, because the pedestrians want to be dead right.
Exactly. Exactly. I agree with you.
But
okay,
the thing is, I don't want to damage my car.
Well, I don't want that on my conscience.
Yeah, that's right. That too.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay. Anyway.
It's break time. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my
409, my 40.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great there, George. How's, you know, I'm listening to you talk about pedestrians, and, you know, it's, but you can't use common sense.
There's none.
People don't think that way. But the other thing, too, is I wanted to point out is that in Waikiki, they started putting the intersections where all the lanes stop and you let the pedestrians go. And because a lot of times when you're making the right turn, people stop at the corner. You don't know if they're going to step off the curb or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're sitting there waiting to make the turn. Then when you start going, they start walking. You know, it's dangerous. And like you said, the car always wins, but you have the right of way. But like you said, that's like I say too. So you're dead right. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, but nobody's going to be happy. But all the time in the middle of the road. And the other thing is, people, if you're walking, you don't need to be texting. You know, like driving and texting, and people walk and texting. Like the other caller was saying, they walk in the intersection. They don't look up from the phone. They just keep walking. They got the earbuds in. They can't hear the horn. It's, you know, it's just disasters waiting to happen. And that's what's happening.
Because they have the right-of-way.
Right. But, you know, I don't think even if you changed it to the other way, they would still do the same thing.
Maybe not, Bob.
But we have to try, right? You
got
to start somewhere.
Yep.
And that's a good idea because, again, and my last statement is, you know, when you talk about common sense, this happens to me all the time. If I'm coming down a steep hill and somebody's coming up, yield to the car coming down the hill because it's harder for that car to stop than you coming up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the people will just charge right for you and, you know, like, well, you move because, I don't know. I'm beginning to think I got a big sign on me that says everybody's more important than me. Because wherever I go, I'm cut off. You know, like, I go in the parking lot. I go to the end of the parking lot. There's eight spaces. I park my car in the middle. Every time I come back, there's a car parked right next to me with four empty spaces.
Oh, they just love you.
Why don't they want to park every other space, make it easy to get in and out your car, easier to back out?
No, they just love you.
Well, see, now you got me all worked up. So on that note, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. I'll talk to you later. Aloha.
Oh, relax, Bob. Relax. Anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You know, again, people, the drivers don't intentionally want to hit the people. So they got to make a different law. The bigger object has the right of way. And the people are the ones that can maneuver better than the car. Anyway, just my thought. I highly recommend the electronic rust proofing. And the Autosaver is the one that I recommend. And you can get it from Harvey Maeda in Kauai. And Harvey's number is 651-2813. 651-2813. Or if you're on Oahu, you can get it from us. Our number at Nita's Auto Repair is 847-5554. 847-5554. This electronic rust proofer is excellent, folks. We're finding so many cars. The bottom of the car is rusting terribly. Not the outside, it's the underneath. And this rust proofer protects the whole entire car. It's fantastic. It's no chemical, it's electronic. Okay? I know this is not automotive, folks, but it really bugs the heck out of me when, you know, the governor, I have nothing against him. I just have the thing against him about what he's doing. Okay's the demolishing of the advertiser building. I thought that advertiser building is on the historic site. But I guess not. They're breaking it down. You know, what a loss. You know, all our beautiful old buildings eventually going to be broken down and gone. The other thing I like to point out is we need to get rid of safety check. Safety check and reconstruction law has to go in the garbage can, folks. Number one, the money you pay for safety check does not go to the state or the city. So how can the city make money doing the program, hiring the people to run the program, but no money coming in? If you had a restaurant and hired all the waitresses to serve the people free food, free, how long are you going to stay in business? This is what I'm talking about, the people running for office. They're promising you the moon, and they're taking all your money. What's wrong with that? I cannot see that. Unbelievable. And like Mario Yano told me the other day, they're making laws on top of laws. The law about the homeless people, it's on the books. It's been there forever. But yet, there's certain politicians that are running for office is making a law to eliminate these people. from doing whatever they're doing on the sidewalks. And for your information, they're doing it all over in Chinatown, you name it. It's filthy, folks. Go look at Kapalama Canal. The homeless people living there alongside of the canal is dumping all the garbage into the canal. I can see if they take care of the land, but they're not. You know, these politicians like the mayor, when he ran for office, he promised the people of Oahu that he's going to fix the potholes. Those of you that drive up and down White Camilo, it's the worst I've ever seen it. It's not fixed, but does anybody tell him about it? No, I don't think so. As long as you, the people of Hawaii, do not say a thing, this will continue. A good example is if you have a whole pile of money and people keep putting their hand, grabbing your money and taking away your money, and you don't say a word, you think they're going to stop? No, they're going to be back for more and more. So we, the people of Hawaii, got to do something. The safety check thing is going out of hand. They're pulling in requirements that's not on the books to whack the people for more money. Now, all I can do is tell you this. And if you don't do anything about it, then I can't help you. Okay? So, if you hear a rattle from your car, don't ignore it. It could be something very, very serious. Have it checked out. Okay? Have it checked out. It could be a control arm or a suspension part falling off your car. Okay? So, anyway. There's this article on, was it YouTube? Steve Onoi sent it to me. The lady's name is Laura Fix. She's talking all about how bad ethanol is, and everything she's saying sounds like coming from the oil company. She don't know what ethanol is, but she's talking about how bad it is. She had no clue on what ethanol is. A lot of people don't know. You know, if you think I'm just BSing you, go and look, and next time you're in a grocery store, go look at a vodka bottle. Pick up a vodka bottle, look at the ingredients. Ethanol and water. 70% ethanol, 30% water. So if ethanol was so bad that it can damage your engine and damage hoses and damage everything that she says it can damage, wouldn't it be poisonous that you can't drink it? Hmm? Yeah. If it damaged things like rubber and fiberglass, you wouldn't be able to drink it. You know, and if you see a surgeon, ask him what they use to disinfect before they do surgery. They use ethanol. You ladies that buy the expensive face creams to remove wrinkles from your face, the basic ingredient is ethanol. Anyway. A lot of people don't believe what I'm saying. Lots. 99% of the general public don't believe it. Well, it's your loss, folks. Not mine. I use ethanol. I love it. But we need to get rid of safety check and reconstruction. Reconstruction only is required on Oahu because of the population. Anyway, how many guns does it take to shoot people? Only one. How many unsafe cars does it take to run over a crowd of people? Only one. So what does it make? make a difference whether it's 1 or 5 million. So they're not going to have reconstruction on the Otter Islands, then they shouldn't have it here. Simple. Okay? Now, driving down the highway the other day, I saw so many people using the cell phone. Isn't there a law that you're not allowed to use a cell phone while driving? Let alone texting? Anyway, is it time for a break? I think I'm going to go out for breakfast.
We'll be right back with George Nika on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who do we have?
We have Stephen from Kailua.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, George. You hear me, Oren?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're talking about pedestrians, you know, I live in Kailua. It's just getting crazy over here. Too many cars. And I witnessed two incidents already. This lady had the green light. She started walking. She's a lady that works at one of my local banks. And there's a car behind her. And he wanted to beat the oncoming traffic. So he just cut right in front of her. But it's like, it made her throw up her hands, you know. I saw the whole thing. And then another guy, some other person had a car and the lights weren't on. And there's a person at crosswalk. He's just digging out, and the person, he just weaved out of the person's way just in time. I mean, crazy, man.
It's, people are getting real impatient. They're getting just bad.
Right.
Bad It's just terrible. They're like changing. No, they're not like before.
No care attitude. Even people on bicycles going to the red light, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not even looking.
Oh, yeah. They've been right on the sidewalks and run pedestrians over, bump them over.
Yep. Yeah. One of my dad's friends got hit from a guy on a bicycle.
See?
Oh, man.
It's people. It's people changing, and I don't know what's the answer.
Yeah.
People just don't have the patience.
Right.
You know, it's sad.
Yeah.
That's why I like Molokai, because Molokai is old-fashioned Hawaii, and it's slow.
Right. Yeah, real slow.
Yeah, relax.
So now they're protecting their water rights. Huh?
Yeah.
And hearing stories about that.
You know the water thing?
Yeah.
It's so common sense. You know, I keep telling people, we have all this ocean around us. Heavenly Father made the ocean.
Right.
The bottom of the ocean, 3,000 feet or more down, is right. Fresh water. That's where they're getting the corona water from.
Right.
To send to Japan. How come they sent to Japan, but not for Hawaii? I don't understand.
About money.
Yeah, but, you know, if they stop using the groundwater from artesian wells and ran lines out in the ocean, they don't have to tell the people, conserve water. You'll never run out of the ocean. So.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the 4th of July parade is coming up, and I got my signs ready. And I got a couple of my lady friends going to join me. So.
What kind of signs?
Well, one is about, you know, we're one of the most taxed states in the nation. It doesn't have to be this way.
That's right. Because the politicians don't know how to make money.
Yeah. And the other one is the politician propaganda. If you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
Yep.
And Joseph Goebbels, Minister of Propaganda, said that in Germany in 1933. They're using it on us.
Yep. That's right. So, but people don't wake up.
Right, so I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to try to show people, you know.
Good.
Yeah. And another thing is, I just love Wanda's voice. It's so soothing. But he's got a good phone supervisor there.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Have a good day.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467, and you can listen to Wanda's soothing voice. Okay, so anyway, I recommend, as you know, to wax your car, and you should wax it all the time, folks. It helps preserve the paint. It's like when you go to the beach, you put suntan lotion on to protect your skin. Okay, and it's not a hard thing to do. Once you have it cleaned up real good and nice and smooth and slick, then you buy that spray wax that you spray, wipe, and done. I mean, anybody can do that. It's the Meguiar liquid wax. You spray it on, and that's it. Wipe it out. That's done. It's easy. You can do it once a month, once a week, anytime. Very, very easy. Modern technology. Okay? So, anyway. Hawaii gas prices are going up again. Yeah. I think we have the highest gas prices in the nation. And we pay the highest taxes in the nation. Well, we're number one for something. And again, I'm going to say that our number one industry is tourism. Tourists come to see the beautiful Hawaii. They don't come to see high-rise and rail. They came to see the green. Think about it. Okay, who's next?
Have Elizabeth from Wahiwa.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I wanted to just call and say thank you very much for your the service that you give to the public. I always listen to you when you come on the radio. And I come down there to German Car Service to have my car serviced. I have a Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to thank you. I listen on the radio, and you're always on there, and you're doing public service. And I like the idea that when you emphasize that the people should be, you know, more careful and pay attention when they're driving,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, you know, upkeep their cars, too, yeah. But I just wanted to say thank you so much, Ms. Anita. I really appreciate it.
Oh, mahalo.
Okay, thank you.
Aloha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Good. Hey, I listen to you all the time, too, and I wanted to say that I've never called in before, but you and the last guy had two really good points, and I wanted to give you a little, you know, my opinion of them. One of them was, you know, the guy said we're overtaxed, we're overburdened with tax money, and the government's not spending it correctly, and then you said that, yeah, they don't know how to make money. And, you know, the government isn't, yeah, and I think those are both great statements. But to take it a step further, you're saying, I wonder why people are getting so short on their counters and no patience and that sort of thing. You know, because of the fact that money affects people in many different ways. But when you are working so hard and paying almost, you know, they say the average is about 50% of the income that they bring in. If they make more money than that, they can pay up to 77% of their every dollar that goes in their pocket. And, you know, people think, oh, they don't take that out of my taxes. But, you know, people don't realize that the 4.5% tax and the motor vehicle expenses and all these different, quote, services provided all adds up to this. They're taking over half of your year's worth of work away and then squandering it on things like the rail and other boondoggles like that.
Yep.
And, you know, they don't, the government doesn't know how to make money, and they never will know how to make money. But what they ought to do is learn how other people make money so they can help provide the services and get out of their way and let them make money so they can pay more taxes and hire more people and build more homes and that sort of thing. And that's where, and as far as the attitude about money over people and that type, you know, just pushy attitude. You know, we don't push, you know, Christianity, we don't push good things. It's all about me. You know, whatever, if I'm in a hurry, I'm going to, you know, do whatever's right for me. And that kind of prevailing attitude for decades on top of decades has given us basically an adult community that doesn't even know about the basic fundamentals that when we were raised.
I mean,
transferred from generation to generation about being thoughtful of other people, serving other people, and caring about people. They just think we're like parts of a video game or something. You know?
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But I appreciate you guys keeping on those very important subjects.
We'll try. Mahalo for the call. Thank you. Mahalo. Okay, I was just informed that don't use your cell phone on King Street, because King Street is the only street the police will tag you for using your cell phone. I don't know. If anybody got tagged for using the cell phone other than King Street, I'd like to know. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. Okay, who's next?
We have Adam from Mililani.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, George. I got a question concerning your friend Autotech. I took the car there some time ago to have the front struts changed. Now, what's the warranty on that?
To what did you do?
Have the front struts changed.
Who changed it for you?
Autotech.
Autotech?
Yeah. They never do a good job. So I finally said, hey, I hope they can correct the problem.
Autotech is a body shop.
No, Autotech is on Dillingham. I took my car for...
No. Huh? Autotech is not on Dillingham. They're on Mo'owa'a Street.
What street I went? But anyway, I think those people are the ones that fix my, repair my, change the struts.
No, they don't do mechanic work. They do auto body fender.
But somebody, okay, I gotta find
out. You went to the wrong place.
Okay, now, what's the warranty on the, on the struts?
Depending on what brand they put on.
Oh, my goodness.
See, you just like Bob, my, you know, Bob's minute. Bob do the same thing. He go the wrong place. Lose money.
Okay.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the thing making noise. Something loose in the front.
Oh, and, no.
And
oh,
then
no.
When I reversing, he said to go straight back. The thing turning to the left. To the left.
Why don't you take it back?
Oh, okay. I'm trying to look for the receipt. I cannot find the receipt.
Then you cannot take it back.
No, I have it. I put it on the charge card. So this should have a record, right?
Yeah, but you got to have the receipt.
Ah, okay. Let me go check on it.
Okay. If you cannot find it, then you give my son a call.
Okay, George. Thank you.
Right. Bye. Okay. Who's next?
We have Ron from Honolulu.
Hi, Ron.
Oh, hi, George. How you doing?
Okay. How are you?
Fine. I was on the bus going from downtown, and right at the exact same time that you mentioned the construction site award in Kapi'olani, the bus was gone, so I guess I have to take another look at it. But I was right there when you mentioned that about the pile driver, that they didn't use pile drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was always wondering that the pile drivers, I didn't know exactly what it was for. Well, I thought that was just the foundation of the buildings. But you're saying, is that the only purpose of pile driving, is to see how deep the ground, or whether check for those lava tubes you're talking about?
No. The pile drive is used to support the building.
Right.
It's like a tree with roots.
Oh. Yeah, so, that's what I figured it was for, but it also serves another purpose to see if the ground is hollow or not?
If it's solid.
Right. And, you know, I always wondered, is this the only building so far that you said there's no pile driving that's been performed?
In Kakaako, no. I haven't seen any.
Wow. Is there any way they could stop that? And, hey, we got to do some pile driving stuff before we resume this construction, because that's not a minor issue, right?
That's not a minor issue, and the people, I'm afraid the people are going to get killed.
Well, you know, I know I may be funny asking this. Who are they going to charge with criminally negligent homicide, killing not only the residents of the tower, but a whole bunch of people traveling in the area, just like I did about 15 or 20 minutes ago?
Well, I would recommend pulling Abercrombie in, because that was his okay to go do it.
But it's inconceivable. I know that I've seen pile driving done all over the place. It's inconceivable, even the thought, that that's something that should be done, and it's not, and it hasn't been done.
I'm glad you notice it.
Oh, I notice that, you know, when it comes to our lives, everyone traveling the immediate area is just as much at risk as people living in the towers.
Yep.
Well, on that thought, I really think someone should do something about that.
See, I was one of the first HCDA members.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning it. That's pretty cool. What was your...
We made the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules was, number one, no higher than 4 floors.
Right.
If you're gonna go higher than 4 floors, the ground got to be solid.
Yeah, I didn't even know there were lava tubes under here until you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I've been living
it's
here 25 years.
It's full of
years.
Lava tubes.
Wow. Well, look at all these towers going up. I guess they checked them to make sure, right? All the, you know how many?
No. They paid somebody off.
it's just inconceivable. And I'm from New York, where you don't have to worry about the Manhattan, you know.
Yeah.
There's all bedrock, but I guess they still check, but, you know, there's all solid rock underneath it.
And if you go check all those constructions going on, the high-rises, the guys are foreign. They're not from here.
Right. Who are they going to... I just meant to ask you the last time I talked to you. I'll ask this quick because I know you got other callers. They build all these high-rise towers. I was commenting on people. Who are they going to have living in them? They can't have all locals living
foreigners.
In them. Foreigners, yeah. Like Oprah and all these people have that kind of money. Who can afford to live in here who's from Hawaii?
None.
It's just unbelievable. And like you said, they're taking away from the... You know, I heard one of your callers said they're going to turn Oahu into Hong Kong.
That's right.
If it's still standing. Yeah, I mean.
What happens when the first one falls over?
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already after what you just told me.
Well, look at the one on Kapiolani and Ward.
Yeah, the next time I'm over there, I'm going to take a look. Where do I look? Where exactly do I look?
You look at the side of the building and line it up with the next building towards Waikiki.
Right. I know that, you know, when buildings go up, I mean, if they're going up high enough and they're a certain distance, I know they have to account for the curvature of the earth, but that's another issue altogether, right?
No. Downtown Honolulu, all the buildings are parallel to each other. They're straight.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand, especially there being that they're not high like the World Trade Center was.
No, but you look at all the ones in Waikiki, they're all straight.
Right.
The ones in downtown, they're all straight.
All straight,
they
right.
line up.
Right.
But that one in Kaka'ako by the corner of Ward and Kapiolani is not lining up with the next building over.
The one that's directly across from Blaisdell.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out. And I really think that someone should pursue this, especially you got these people running for office. You would figure that they kind of, you know.
They don't care.
It's just incredible.
They don't care.
It's unbelievable. Maybe there's a one-party system may have a lot to do with that.
They're all human beings. They're all running for the money.
Yeah, and to make sure that they're not in the area just in case something happens, I guess.
I don't think they're that smart.
God. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, okay, George, I know you got other people waiting.
Thanks for the call.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a nice day.
You too.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Sorry about all that stuff about high rises and stuff, but, you know, I'm just scared. I don't want to see people killed and hurt. And for everybody's sake, I hope I'm wrong that it's not going to fall. Okay, so if you're in the area, take a look and see if that building is leaning over. And that was due to your good governor, Abercrombie, who okayed the permit to go through. Because HCDA is the one that gives out the permit. Okay, so anyway, back to automotive. Flush your automatic transmission oil, folks. Flush it. Flushing it is cheaper than having to buy a new car or buying a new transmission. A lot of the transmissions today on the new cars cannot be rebuilt and has to be replaced. Very expensive. A lot cheaper to go with a good oil, synthetic transmission oil, and like the AMSOIL is good for 100,000 miles. You can run it 100,000 miles before you service it again. The other oils, no. You're lucky if you get 50. Okay? So, If you're looking for good gas mileage, check your tire pressure. Make sure it's at the pressure that is listed on the tire, not the car, the tire, the max air pressure. Put it to that, and you'll get better mileage. From our testing, for every 5 pounds of air that you underinflated, you lose 3 miles to a gallon of gas. Okay? And the K&N cold air package, not the regular K&N air filter, but the cold air package. I tested it on my son's Ford pickup, and it got 4 miles more per gallon. 4 miles more per gallon, okay? And that's with the car's computer reading, giving me the reading. It went from 10 to 14 point something miles. Amazing. The K&N cold air package. If you add all of this up, air pressure on the tires, cold air package, good shelf, V-Power gasoline, you're going to see it's a big savings. Then you don't have to get all riled up and drive crazy and run pedestrians over. So, I think part of the thing that people don't realize is when you drive your car, if you hit a pedestrian, it's going to damage your car. That's what I worry about. I don't want to damage my car. Okay? Anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And there's a lot of E85 ethanol all over America. If you can listen to this, try putting 2 gallons of E85 ethanol into your gasoline car and then top it off with premium V-Power Shell gasoline and check your mileage. You're going to be really, really surprised. Way, way better gas mileage using the Shell V-Power with E85 ethanol. If you're in Hawaii, Harvey has E100, and we also have E100. He's even better than E85. Okay? I know a lot of local people don't want to use it. They have the thinking that it's going to damage their engines. It will not damage your engine. That I can guarantee you. Okay? Oh. Anyway, it's that time. It's the time to say aloha. Anyway, I'd like to say mahalo to all the callers that called in and shared the thoughts and everything with us. And folks, let's try at one driver at a time and one pedestrian at a time to have more courtesy and relax and not be so in a rush. You're going to get there. Okay? Lives are very, very, very costly. Hurts a lot of people. So, take care of each other. Drive carefully. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The answer.